Hello, this is Guru Ma, and you're listening to the Godflow podcast.
Don't take the safe path.
You're literally going against nature. You're going against your own stream.
Has any great change on your planet ever been created by anyone who wasn't crazy?
I am not the flesh. I am the energy, the consciousness, the being in the flesh.
And so those experiences of, okay, I got to get this thing to be happy, we know that's not it anymore. We recognize and we understand that the only reason we really are here is to tap into the cosmos.
Hello, beautiful people. How are you? Good, good. Welcome to the Godflow podcast. I am really, really happy, actually, that just from the responses that I've gotten from people and just reaching out, just anybody that's reached out to me and have said they're listening and have said how it's helped them or anything, I really appreciate you, and I hope that you're having an amazing day, and I hope that this makes your day even more amazing. Firstly, I had the idea of this episode subject from something I just posted on social networking, or the gram, as people like to call it. And I said that we live our lives in cycles, or we live our lives in loops, until we find different ways to react to the same thing, which then breaks the cycle. And I wanted to expand on that idea because I've been thinking about it a lot, and how as human beings, once we recognize that we do live in cycles and we are creatures of habit and creatures of routine, what we then can do is implement like a counterattack towards the things that we may not be completely happy, or the cycles or the loops that we may not be completely happy with in our lives. And that is the way that we can solve and kind of deprogram ourselves from certain things. Because not every loop or not every cycle that you may be in is bad. Like, some people have routines that we have every morning, that, or self-care routines or mindset routines, whatever it is that you have that can help structure your day or structure your life a little bit better. These things are great. But there's also cycles and loops that we have ourselves in that may not be the best of habits and may not provide the best, I want to say, it's not ideas. I want to say it might not provide the best support for where you're trying to go. That's it. That's what I was trying to say. They might not, the cycles and loops that you may find yourself in, some of them may not provide the best support to where you need to go and where you're going. I always say to people, there's no good or bad in terms of what you're doing in your life, because everything is either a lesson or it's aiding you towards where you're going. But you have to recognize where you're going and if you're going in the right direction. If you are in New York and you say to me, hey, I want to drive to Miami, and you start driving in the direction of Chicago, I'm going to have to say, hey, this is not the directions that you said you want to go. So with anything in your life, what serves as good or bad or wrong or right is not necessarily what it is. It's just, does it assist you in going to the direction that you said you wanted to go? And it's okay to change directions sometimes. If you say, actually, I don't want to go there now, I want to go this place. And that's fine, but you also have to recognize where you say you want to go and whether you're headed in the right direction. So it's important to recognize as people the loops and cycles that we find ourselves in that may be unhealthy or unhelpful and may not be leading us to where we want to go. Once we recognize those things, we can understand them and understand that we're creatures of habit. From like kids, talk about from children, how you learn information, how do you learn things? How do people teach you things? It's repetition, right? They literally sit you there and you say, da, and they say, blue. And then you're like, da, and they're like, blue. And they say that enough to you that whenever you see a certain thing, you're like, oh, blue. It's repetition, repetition, repetition. And then at some point, we end up being in a cycle of just calling this thing a thing and doing this thing a thing and doing that. And this is this and that is that. And then we're raised and we go to schools. And your routine is the same every day. And they get you into a routine. And most people then go to work and you're in a routine. And you're in these cycles. And we live our lives in cycles and loops. Which doesn't necessarily seem like a bad thing until you start looking at the subconscious loops and cycles that we find ourselves in that we may not recognize or realize as much. Which is, say you are someone that's been in an abusive relationship and you're in this abusive relationship and it takes you a while to get out of the abusive relationship. And then once you're ready to let people back in, you find somebody and you get in this relationship and then later on it turns into an abusive relationship again. Or flip it around, you could be someone that may be abusive and have caused abusive relationship, maybe not willingly or wanting to, it's just something that's come out. And then you've caused this abuse and then you get into another relationship and you say you've learned you never want to do that again. And then you find yourself doing the same things, whether that's mental abuse, verbal abuse, physical, it doesn't matter. You find yourself doing the same things or receiving the same things in a different relationship. I have two theories on this, of why this happens, if you like to go down theory lane with me. One of the theories that I have about this is a vibrational theory. So I think what's very important to understand and realize is that we are not only physical beings, we're not only spiritual, mental, we're also vibrational beings. And so I can clarify that for people that feel I might be getting too metaphysical, let's break it down in a very physical sense, in a very like scientific sense. If you look at a rock, it looks still, it's just a rock, you're going to look at it. But if you get a microscope and look at the rock, you're going to see molecules and protons and electrons and all these things moving and vibrating around, and they literally just look like they're moving. It's a vibration. Even if something's still, it's vibrating. I believe that everything that we do, think, breathe, act is a, like a vibrational reaction. Whether even me talking right now, I'm talking with into a microphone, and this microphone is translating my vibration, my vocal vibrations into a machine, and that's how it's reading what I'm saying. It's like a vibrational thing. And mentally, our thoughts, our vibrations, our beingness, everything like that. I will go into this in more detail coming up on the Godflow podcast. Coming up on the Godflow podcast, vibrations. What are they? And what? Okay, I'm done. Okay, so either way, vibrations. Because we're vibrational beings and because we're creatures of habit and cycles, we can get ourselves into thought patterns and loops. So vibrational thought patterns, vibrational loops that then attract the things that we are thinking, feeling, and I'm going to have to go into more detail about this. All right, buckle up. Everybody, you got a seatbelt? Have you got your seatbelt on? Okay, safety first. Right. So, thoughts, feelings, actions, intentions, all are vibrational things. As beings that are vibrational, we can attract and repel things towards us based on our vibration that we hold. Have you ever heard the term that your vibe attracts your tribe? That comes from the point of recognizing that what you put out is what you put get back in. It's almost like the vibration that you hold acts as a beacon or a satellite or a radio transmitter, which then attracts what you're calling for. Same way when you're watching TV, if you press the button to change the channel, that signal then flies up somewhere in space, and that then the calls back or brings back what you've then asked for, whatever channel you've asked for, which is really pretty spectacular if you think about how many people are watching TV at the same time and we're all just sending signals up to space to get this wild. I don't know if that's how television works, but that's what I've believed for a very long time. So if it's not, please feel free to let me know. But I'm pretty sure everybody's just sending these signals up into space and it's getting back what they asked for. But that's deep. We don't have to go that deep. Either way, that is how vibration works, and you are a vibration. So whatever you put out there is what you're going to get back. That is the only way the universe knows what to give you, because you are a master what? A master manifester, a master creator. And how can we create, and how can we send signals out to the universe except from the vibration that we hold within ourselves? I hope that fills in a little bit, to the point that you're a vibration and you're asking for things vibrationally and you're getting back those things. This is why it's very important to monitor what you're asking for, not even actually asking for out your mouth or in your dominant thoughts, but subconsciously, because you are also, or well, you are always a point of attraction, always. So say you are a child, that going back to the original analogy, say you're a child and you grow up in an abusive household, and you understand love in a different way. Because of this, you understand love in a more complicated way. You are some, you witnessed a cycle of abuse that has probably happened in one of the your parents' households before this one, and you kind of just watch this abuse as a child. You grow up and you vow that you're never going to be abusive, but because of the fact that you've seen and vibrationally held the cycle of abuse within your body, you then attract partners that have that set vibration. A lot of the times I try to explain to people that there's no good and bad. The reason why I try to explain there's no good or bad, because we feel like, because of how we've been taught about God and about the universe, that there is a right and a wrong, and there's someone up there that's judging right and wrong. And because of that, when bad things happen to us, it's because we're being punished in some kind of way, and this is what's been given. Instead of understanding that the universe doesn't see good or bad, it just sees lessons and opportunities for growth only. It sees evolution, it sees beauty, it sees love, because it's not a void of it, and it's complete and utter understanding. So when things happen to us, we say, how are we asking? We didn't ask for this, but the fact is, you probably did. And it's kind of like how I would explain to people, if you say whatever you feed grows. So if you're someone that's like, I'm broke. Oh, I never have money. I'm broke. I'm so broke. Oh, why do I never have money? I never have money. I can never make money. It's always half me. And that's guess what your dominant vibration is? That you never have money, that you never will have money, that you can't have money. And you expect the universe to be like, when the universe hears, I'm broke, I don't have money. It's like, okay, yes, you're broke. You don't have money. Not because it sees it as bad, not because it's punishing you. It's simply because that's what you're asking for. And to a being that understands, or a isness that completely understands that everything is just lessons, everything is involvement, it's not going to see you be saying that you're broke as a bad thing. It's going to see it as, this is the experience that this being wants to have, because you are ultimately a creator of your universe. So if you are calling things to you, or saying certain things that you feel like you're saying because you don't want, but at the end of the day, you're saying it. So because you're saying it, you are calling it to you. Imagine a vibrational jug. Just imagine a pitcher or a jug of energy. And that is how, wherever you pour this energy is where you put your attention, and whatever grows within your life. It's not that, it's just that simple. It's how the universe knows, oh, they're putting more energy here, so that must mean they want this. That's the only way that we can have completely free choice, free reign of choice, but also be in control and be co-creators with the universe. Because it's like, I'm going to give you the ultimate power to have anything, can do anything you want in terms of your evolvement and your knowingness. You just have to tell me by where you focus your energy, what you want to grow and what you want there to be. So the more You then pour your energy into I'm broke, I don't have money. And the whole time your dominant thoughts, which means your dominant vibration, is I'm broke, I don't have money. And you find yourself in this cycle of not having money, or getting money and losing money, and getting money and losing money. You can't hold on to it and can't make it back, and you're like, why is this happening to me? You're in this cycle. You don't know how to break it. You need to first address what you're saying, what you're thinking, and what you're believing. Because once you can shift your energy towards better thoughts, better beliefs, and better actions, you can then, what you're doing really is shifting your energy towards something you actually prefer. And I'm not telling you to start lying to yourself. I'm not telling you to say something to yourself that you don't believe. So instead of saying you're broke, I don't want you to start saying, no, I'm rich, I'm a millionaire, which you can if you believe. But if you don't believe it, then the words are just going to be empty. But what you can switch it to, which is the easier transition, instead of saying you're broke, you say, right now I am learning how to operate in my abundance. Right now I am open to any opportunity for money to flow to me. I understand that money is just a number on a screen. And I understand that any number that's on a screen can be placed on my screen. I understand that there's millionaires and there's billionaires out there that was once in my position. I understand that it takes time with anything that happens. I understand that I'm being prepared for everything that I ask for, and why I ask for is to be abundant. And because of that, I'm in preparation to get and receive everything that comes to me. I have two arms and two legs like everybody else that has anything that I desire. So that means I have the capabilities to get what I desire also. And you can see that by saying these things, it literally just changes their flow of energy and how you're thinking about it, and then how you feel about it. And then it can give the universe a better signal and a better sign of delivery. Like, no, this is where they want it. This is what they want to believe. This is what they want to experience. And that is just how energy flows. So when you find yourself in cycles, whether it's a cycle of abuse, whether it's a cycle of lack, you first have to realize how you get into those cycles. So my first theory is vibrationally. Okay, so we vibrationally put ourselves in these positions or ask for things and are in a vibrational loop and cycle of belief, or a loop of, lack of belief, self-belief, whatever it is. Subconscious beliefs that we don't want to be true, that we just keep thinking are true. And that keeps creating similar situations, similar people, similar circumstances. And because of the similar input is a similar output. So whatever you're putting in, you're getting out. And because you don't realize that you're in a cycle of putting something in that you don't want, you keep getting out what you don't want. So first theory is vibration. The second theory of general cycles are, we find ourselves in them because of our patterns of learning and what feels comfortable. We like to feel comfortable. Life seems to slow down as we get older. And I don't think it has anything to do with age. I feel like we get ourselves into cycles of what we feel like we want, what we don't want, and then what we're willing to try, and then what we're not willing to try at a certain age. As you get older, I think, especially when you've been living your life a certain way, you can then tell yourself, oh, I don't like that, I never have, I don't like that, I don't do that, oh, I don't know what to do, oh, I don't. And because you've been telling yourself those things over and 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 over again, you've got yourself in a cycle that you believe them. You've got yourself in a loop that you just know, and that's just what you've always done. Bear in mind, I am not up there in age, but at the same time, I found that and recognized that to be true, even within myself, that why don't I like that kind of food? Why do I not hang around with those type of people? And what does that even mean? And why don't I? And all of these things that I had to go through with a fine tooth comb, and still go through with a fine tooth comb, is like, why have I become more rigid and stuck in my ways as I've got older? It's because I've been practicing a certain cycle, practicing a certain thing for so long that now it's become a routine. And it's so hard to break a routine. It's so hard to break something that is a habit. That's why they always say, if you do something for 30 days over and over again, then it will become a habit. It will become ingrained, and it's just something that you do. I think that comes from us being creatures of habit, creatures of cycle. But imagine the things that we've been practicing for the last how many other years, whether that is complaining. Are you a complainer? Do you complain? Do you look for the worst in people? Do you look for the worst in situations? Are you an untrusting person? Are you a doubtful person? Do you doubt yourself? Are you an insecure person? Do you always tell yourself negative things about how you look or what you're able to do or your capabilities? Like, have you been practicing that, and have you been telling yourself that over and over and over and over again for the span of years? Because if you have, then you're in a loop that may not be serving you. And you also have to realize, if we add the vibrational aspect into it, that you become a point of attraction for things that you may not want. And that's where it gets real, because if you're the common denominator in your life, which I try to explain to anybody, that the whole world comes from you. It doesn't happen, the world doesn't happen to you, things don't happen to you, they happen from you. So that means if they're happening from you, if everything is a projection or a reflection of your insides outwards, and how you interact with the world, and what comes to you, what is delivered to you, what your main dealings or habits, whatever it is, if the whole world comes from you, that means that you have more control than you believe, or even would want to a lot of times believe. Because once we realize that we have ultimate control, we realize that we have to do something about it. And I'm someone that struggled with that. Like, as becoming an adult is one of those things where you have to realize, hold up, my life is in my control. I am the captain of the ship. I am the reason the boat will either make it to shore or sink. I have to lead this. I have to lead my life. And that can be intimidating. So a lot of times we just would rather leave it to fate and just say, anything can happen. The world's, I'm not in control, blah, blah, blah. But it's just easier to say that than to actually realize that, no, I have ultimate control and I have to change certain things. So when you find yourself in those positions, if you can look in your life and you can see, like, what are the common denominator, not the common denominators, but what are the common, what comes up the most within my life? What are the common themes that come up a lot in my life? What do I attract a lot of? If it's people that you can't trust, if you're like, I can't trust nobody around me, then you need to look at what your common beliefs are about people. If you are in a cycle of attracting people that are abusive towards you, by nature, you need to look at your beliefs and your understandings of love and life and what is possible and what people, like, just how people are. If you are in a cycle or a loop of not being able to generate enough money, or it never being enough, or you always happen to be in survival mode, then you need to look at your belief systems, what you have about money, which is always the hardest. Always the hardest, because we put our whole life and our whole life source, especially in the Western side of the world, in this little green piece of paper, or then the bank, the number on your bank account. We put a lot of energy in, we've been told a lot of things, and our life literally is controlled by it. So we have a lot of beliefs that are in place that we don't realize that we've been practicing since we were a child, like these cycles of thought about money. And I'll give you an example of this before I leave, because again, there's never enough time to speak to you all. But I saw this little girl, I was in this crystal shop, and this little girl was probably about 5 years old, and she saw this crystal, and she ran up to her mother and her father with this crystal, and her eyes lit up. She was so happy. She's like, oh, I want this one. She was so happy. She looked at it. She's like, got a big smile on her face. Her dad took the crystal from her, turned it over, looked at the bottom to find the price, and was like, I made a face. Was like, you know, you can get two smaller crystals for the price of this one. And she kind of looked, she was like, He was like, yeah, it's better value for your money if you just get, you can get two, you can get more over there, the smaller ones than this one. She was like, okay, and she walked away. Why, to me, that was so powerful was because at 5 years old, that little girl did not care about the price of it. She cared about what made her happy. She was genuinely excited by this crystal and by this thing that she was just like, ah. She, and then instantly you saw the excitement drop off her face as her father told her that it's better to get something that you can get more of it than how it makes you feel. And that was a powerful lesson. In that moment, that little girl would have learned that it's better to get more than get something that you genuinely are excited and care about. Why that is important, because she's probably, or will probably carry that into her adult years. The same way we all think when we have some money at times, like, oh, there's better things I can spend it on. Even if the thing that we want to spend it on will give us joy, will give us some kind of happiness, will give us some kind of alignment, we have an idea that money doesn't grow on trees, there's better things to spend your money on, that it's scarce, or it's hard to make it, or not everybody can be a millionaire, and not we have these ideas. So you really have to look at your cycles of thought and patterns that put you in a place of lack. So these are just some examples. These are just some examples of ways that we can think and the ways that we can get ourselves in patterns of thought or patterns of action. And I haven't even really scraped the surface. I'm starting to think maybe I should make these longer. Maybe, because by the time I get in a rhythm of talking to you all, it kind of like feels like I cut it off too short. But then it gives you reason to come back next time on the God Flow podcast. You will hear. Okay, yeah, I'm done. But generally, I think these offer little tasters. I think I want these podcasts. At some point, they will expand. So thank you. Anybody that's listened to me at the beginning, I am so grateful for you. I hope that this can go on for many, many years. I hope that we can grow together. I hope that we see this grow. I hope that this only gets bigger and better. And I pray that anybody that listens, anything that you're doing, anything you need help with, anything that you are unclear about, I hope that you find clarity. Whether you need to reach out to me and get that, or whether that the universe kind of provides that for you, or whatever you believe in provides that, life just provides that for you, some kind of clarity and some kind of peace of mind on this life and how strange it may be. But we'll tune in next week. We'll continue, I think, this talk on generally cycles, but we'll expand it into thoughts and feelings and how vibrationally we can change and attune our thoughts and feelings to better service in this weird, weird world. But I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Peace, love, and good cereal. Bye.